97.9 The Box. Good Sunday morning to you. It is Access Houston with your girl, Natae. Of course, JJ holding me down. And this is an organization and a big event that's going to be going down on Saturday. It is called the Picnic in the Park. And it is the 10th annual Picnic in the Park, linking families together, autism and intellectual and developmental disabilities awareness affair. And it's going down at George Bush Park from noon until 4 p.m. On with me right now, I have the staff liaison to the Public Awareness Committee for MHMRA of Harris County, Mr. Dave Long. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. And yourself?
I'm great.
I know y'all are pretty busy over there, right?
We're very, very, very busy.
All right. So this is your 10th year.
It is.
Congratulations. That's a lot of work.
Thank you.
All right. So what can people exactly expect on Saturday from noon to four? It's the Autism and Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Awareness Fair. What's actually going to be going on?
Okay. Picnic in the Park is an annual Autism and Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Awareness Fair. And this is an opportunity for the entire community, especially families with members with autism and IDD, to come out and have a lot of fun, but also get connected with valuable resources in the community and network with families and also professionals.
Really? Now, what if a parent feels like, you know, they're not sure if their child might have signs of autism or you know, they're just like some kind of disability? Is this a good place where they can, like, kind of come just to find out more information?
This is. We dedicate an entire pavilion for information and community resources, and we will have staff from MHMRA there, some of our front door staff that can provide the information and get them linked up to our agency so that they can come in and get the proper assessments and move forward.
Right, yeah, I know it's either this month or last month, Autism Awareness Month, right?
It is. April actually is Autism Awareness Month.
Okay. And, you know, we've been seeing so many different commercials. I've seen them throughout the year where, you know, it's really just bringing a lot of awareness from Toni Braxton, Holly Robinson Pete, all talking about their children or their sons who do have autism. What are the trends or things that you've seen lately? Because I feel like this is something that autism is getting a lot of awareness and just a lot of publicity lately, in the past few years, actually.
It has. We have seen an increase of awareness, and also, as you mentioned, a lot of celebrities and sports figures are coming forward and supporting the cause, and that's really just beneficial for the entire situation because it's bringing awareness and also bringing support. And as an example, last year our picnic it brought in the most attendees. We had over 2,000 people there, so that just goes to show you that the community is aware of what's going on, and they're eager to get those resources as well.
Oh, that's really, really good. It's the 10th annual Picnic in the Park, linking families together, Autism and Intellectual and Development Disabilities Awareness Fair is going down at George Bush Park. That's 16756 Westheimer Parkway, and that's from noon until 4 p.m. Saturday, April 21st, and you're going to have all the community resources and everything out there. Now, if somebody wants to get involved, they want to volunteer, they want to donate, how can they reach out to you?
Okay, our picnic hotline is 713-970-3824, or they can email us at picnicinthepark@mhmraharris.org.
Oh, wonderful. On the line right now, we have Mr. David Long. He's the staff liaison to the Public Awareness Committee for MHMRA of Harris County. Now, what are some of the main needs that y'all do need? Like, are y'all volunteers sewed up, or is it like, hey, y'all need some more coming out there?
Actually, we still need more volunteers. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, last year we had a couple thousand people come out, so we're always in need of volunteers. So if anyone's interested in volunteering, feel free to call the hotline. Again, that number is 713-970-3824, and we can put them to work.
All right, wonderful, wonderful. So it's all going down. Some of the games and things that y'all are going to have going on, if somebody's just tuning in right now, tell them why this is just very, very important.
Actually, yeah, absolutely. Some of the things we have out there, I mean, we every year we have a petting zoo. We have face painting. We have food, music. And like I mentioned earlier, we have resources. But on top of that, everything is free, and everyone is invited as well.
Right. And that's good. I think it's something that, you know, with extended families and, you know, friends of families, this is a good thing to go to. Because I think sometimes when you have children in a family that might have a learning disability, sometimes people, I don't know, they get, like, they don't know what to do or how to act. And I'm like, just be regular. be regular, right? So this is a good way to bring everybody together. Like, everybody, we're just all human and we're just living, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this picnic, absolutely. This picnic is a wonderful opportunity for everyone to come together, not just people with disabilities, but also people without disabilities. And it turns into a really true community experience where the whole community comes together. We have a lot of companies that will come out and bring volunteers. We also have a lot of the high school, area high school groups. They have volunteer groups. They come out as well. So it's just a good experience for everyone.
Good. Now run down all the details for me one more time, Mr. Long.
Okay. Picnic in the Park. This is our 10th annual. It will be held at George Bush Park, and it will be held on April 21st, 2012, and that's from noon to 4. George Bush Park is located at 16756 Westheimer Parkway, Houston, Texas, 77082. And again, our picnic hotline, if you need more information, if you would like to volunteer, is 713-970-3824, or you can email us at picnicinthepark@mhmraharris.org.
All right, wonderful. We're going to post all the information at theboxhouston.com. Thank you so much, Mr. Long, for all of your hard work. You are appreciated.
Thanks, Nate. We really appreciate you.
It's all good, y'all. It's 97.9 The Box. Of course, this is Access Houston. All right, perfect, Dave.